How you doing, team? Big episode this week. I'm out of sync here because I'm recording this on a Monday instead of a Tuesday. This episode is about an hour and a half long. It's a long one. Full episode, full 90 minutes for the heroes, only on Patreon. Lots coming up in this episode. We talk about pub crawls, Barbie bombs, the price of booze, the dying art of men's tailoring, alterations, hipster restaurants versus communist restaurants, hero questions. There's all sorts. All sorts. The full thing available only on Patreon for the heroes. The first section of the show is free. It's for the council. So if you enjoy it, if you have a laugh, if you want to support the show, become a hero, sign up on Patreon and enjoy the full 90 minutes. Otherwise, enjoy what's coming up. Sit back, subscribe, share it, and that's it. I'll speak to you all very soon. Enjoy this episode. Take care.
#show.co.uk
Where the fuck is spring? That's what we're starting off on. That's what I'm asking you. Where the fuck is spring? Eh? Where is it? The lambs are out. They're in the fields. The spring lamb is out. Restaurateurs across the land are fucking foaming at their mouth. Waiting. Counting down the days to the moment they can put spring lamb on their menu and charge Tory hipsters £48 a skull to have some baby meat on their plate.
Baby meat.
Any of that, you on? Yeah, my man. Have you got any of that, you on baby meat? Well, baby lamb meat, my man. You may hear some rumblings as this episode is recorded today. It is not my stomach, although we need to touch base on the current state of the fitness journey of hashtag building the bad man. Both dogs are with me at the moment inside the studio stroke front room of the production suite. Everything seemed to be fine when we're setting up. We've got this down to a nice slimline 30-minute setup time now to record the pod, and everything was cool. And then as soon as we've sat down to actually do the recording, the two dogs have decided to go into full bastard mode, so we'll see what happens as one now makes her way past me. Anyway, spring, the weather is, there's no other word for it, it's disgusting, it's angering me. I look out every single day and I go, when the fuck will this end? When will it end? Who knows? Do scientists know? Do governments know? Is it a conspiracy theory? Is it only in the west of Scotland? Is this because of Brexit? So many questions, no answers. Are the rest of Europe currently basking in a mid to high 20s, looking at us going, those fucking arseholes? I don't think I've experienced so much rain so far into the month of March in my life. I think you could probably count on one hand, if you are missing three fingers on that hand, how many dry, sunny days we've had in March. It's even at the point now where the Scottish weather is teasing us. Although we are all aware of the running joke that we get every fucking season in a day, I would settle for that now. I would settle for having every season in a day now. Because then you might get a wee window of opportunity when you can be fucking dry and experience life. But instead, you get a 15-second window where you go, oh, it's stopped raining. Maybe the day's going to turn around, and then fucking thunderstorms or hailstones or fucking torrential rain. It is grim as fuck. And everything just feels as though it's all building towards something. I don't know what that is. Whether it is Armageddon. If it is Armageddon, fucking bring it on. I'm ready now. I am now ready to go fully and willingly into the next stage of our existence as mankind, which I am hoping is some kind of zombie apocalypse. I am ready for that. My anger levels are back up to full strength. I'm fucking ready to go there. I was driving today to go and run some errands, to go and take a suit into Slater's menswear, and I get done after the bastards because I had a suit, and it's the jacket's far too big for me. It looks odd. And I took it in there to see if I can get it altered, even though they do alterations, but now apparently they don't do alterations on anything that's been bought over 3 months ago. That's how they fucking get you. Even though I did say, I'm not looking for this to be done for free, I'm willing to pay for the alterations, and they kind of do that for some reason. Even though they've got seamstress. Now, is that the female? Have I just misgendered seamstress? What is the male equivalent of a seamstress? Seamstress? I can't even say the fucking word! What is the male equivalent of a seamstress? Is it A, a seamstress, or B, a homosexual? Answers on a postcard. I'm going to say it's a homosexual. Because it was a wee gay guy when I went to the hospital. Anyway, I thought I could go in and get a suit fucking altered. I ended up just buying a new suit. Because that's how the male mind works. Which is another reason why, you know, you can go through all the gender reassignment surgery you want, but at the end of the day, a man's mind is a man's mind. Now, a woman, a female, the top tier of the species, would have left Slater's menswear after being told, I'm sorry, Mr. Fat Man, we cannot alter your suit, even though you've clearly lost some weight since you last came in here and bought 50,000 yards of material that we made into a three-piece suit for you, and now you've started to slim down the timber slightly. There's nothing that we can do for you, you fat fuck. Even though you can wrap the suit jacket round you like some kind of fucking modern-day housecoat. I do apologise, sir. We cannot offer alterating seamstress services. ASS.
There's no ass in this fucking shop, my man.
Even though we've got 14 fucking Thai children cable-tied to a fucking sewing machine up there. You know? The last time I went up to pick up a suit that I bought for fucking Miles, you know, I remember looking at it, they'd left a door ajar, almost teasing the fucking Thai children. Make a run for it. I dare you. I dare you to try and escape from this fucking Anne Frank-style loft prison that you find yourself in Glasgow. I dare you to try and escape here, because you'll be back in that cave sucking off tourists quicker than you can say fucking Pintang. Cunt. So what do they do? They fucking sew all day and they sew all night. But God forbid that somebody would come back in at a later date and ask for something to be altered. God forbid. Your body should change over time. God forbid. I even said to the guy, I said, mate, I understand it has been some time. Some time has passed since I bought this suit. But I bought it here in Slater's menswear of Glasgow. I says, I'm willing to pay for the alteration service. I'm not looking for it for free. And he says, it's just something we don't offer. I says, they're fucking up there, cunt. They're fucking up there. There's more sewing machines up in the fucking loft of Slater's than an episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. You're telling me one of them can't fucking take a tape measure to me and take a bit out of my suit jacket? For fuck's sake. But no, they can't. So, this is when the irony comes. This is when the kick in the bollocks come. I then buy another suit. And of course, because, in the words of Mal, I've got the fucking legs of a midget, body of a Viking. Right? I've got to get the suit trousers altered. You know? It says, I'm going to need to take a couple of inches off the bottom there.
I says, that's what she says, brother.
Sometimes people are so channeled into their work that they're no listening to what you're saying as the customer. And that annoys me because the customer's always right. They should be listening to what I'm saying, because when he said, I'm going to have to take a couple inches off here, I says, could you put those inches somewhere else? And he never even fucking looked up. He never even looked up. Now, here's another question, right? And I don't know if the answer is that I was sexually assaulted when I was a young boy? I don't know the answer. That is why I'm asking the question, because maybe you'll be able to tell me, and then maybe I can start going to therapy through BetterHelp. Maybe we should get a sponsorship for BetterHelp.
Everybody seems to be going to therapy.
Maybe we should get some kind of therapy to help us deal with that, or maybe that's how it was done and life has changed. I understand that we now live in a world where black is white and white is up, and things have changed over the time, but surely in the world of men's tailoring, some things have remained constant. And I thought that being measured for a suit meant that you had to have a middle-aged to elderly man's, the back of his hand, okay? This part of the hand here, for those of you who are listening to the audio, I'm referring to the knuckle part of my, basically the knuckle, right? He would take the tape measure and he would rest his hand on your bollocks and then run down your inside leg. Obviously not run down, run the tape measure down.
And then he's running, what were you days? See in the old days, right? See in the old days, see a proper Italian tailor, my man, right? See if you went down to like Misavo Row and you went down to Savo Row, right? And you're like, here, I want to get fitted for a suit. See back in the old days, son, when your dad was getting a suit fitted, what used to happen was you'd take your trousers off, right? Down to your wee skinny wife fronts, and then see the tailor, right? He would run his tongue through your ankle all the way up to your ball bag, and he would be able to count and he see how many inches long your leg was just by licking right the way up your inside leg. That is how the classic Italian tailors used to do it, man. He'd fucking run his tongue a length of your leg, and he'd be like, what the fucking set in? 31.25 inches on that, my man. But I used to remember inside leg, I used to remember waist, right? Where they would kind of lean in. I don't know how women are measured for stuff. I've never been a woman. I've never sat in a fitting service, right? I would love to in the future. If there's any women out there and you're going to be fitted for something, hey, offer it up. Let us see behind the wizard's sleeve. But I know for a man, when you used to go and get fitted for a suit, they would ask you to put your arms up. They would maybe measure your shoulder, maybe measure your arm, your wingspan, right? They would go around the neck, always far too tight around the neck. And they would say to me things like, I can't ever in sexual. You want to be able to get a finger in there, sit down unto the priest, and I says, I enjoy two fingers. Again, nothing. No reaction for the boy. I don't enjoy a tight collar, you know? And then he would go around the waist and he would kind of lean in, you know, he would almost press his head against your chest, and he would pass the tape delicately around your waist and he would measure. And he would do things like, they would hold the waist of your trousers and yank them up. Tailors always seem to be obsessed by a high waistline. You want that high, son, you want that high. All right, fucking Simon Kill, relax. I've also started to learn a bit of the lingo as well. Because when you say, they'll say you things like, are you going to be wearing a belt with that? And I, as a fat gentleman, say, no, I'll be wearing braces. And then they look at you as if you have unlocked a hidden code within the tailoring world. Did you say braces, big boy? I did. I've got a nice blue, dark blue brace to go with this beautiful dark blue suit. Oh. That'll look lovely, sir. It will. And then they'll say things like, you see, the braces will help the pant sit nice and high. It will indeed, son. They'll be sitting round my the trousers on this suit, my boy, will be sitting so high, Dick Tracy himself will fucking rise for the grave. Doth his cap and say, what the fucking pair of trousers on you, son? But I remember that being round the waist. Obviously now the waist is a little bit bigger. He's got to kind of like throw the tape measure and hope that it comes back to him again. But they get the measurement, and then they used to do the inside leg. And I don't feel as if they do the inside leg anymore. I don't feel as if they do the inside leg anymore. No, I'm not asking for that inside leg measurement to come back. I'm just saying I don't feel as if that's something that's been offered out in the world of male tailoring. You know, gone are the days when
gone are the days when you would feel the backhand of an elderly tailor against your testicles. Gone are those days. That's just a memory now. That's a memory now. The only way you're recreating that is if you get the wife to do a bit of role playing. That's it. You get the wife to do a bit of role playing. She dresses up in one of your suits, a white shirt, pair of braces, kind of unbuttoned so the cleavage is out, you know. Maybe she's got a wee pencil in her hair. This is turning me on. Maybe she's got a pencil in her hair, pair of glasses just perched in the nose. That kind of sexy secretary look, you know. And she's asking you what it's for. Is it for a wedding? Is it a funeral? What? Not a funeral, right? Let's keep it sexy. Is it a wedding? Is it a function? A corporate event? What are you buying a suit for? So you need to add a bit of gravitas to your role playing, right? You can't just go straight in there. What are you dressed as, Sandra? I'm dressed as a fireman. What are you dressed as? I'm dressed as a penguin. And then you fucking shag for 3 minutes. You need to, that's going to be a backstory, right? I'm not saying you need to sit down with the wife and storyboard your role playing. All right, I don't imagine there'd be anything less sexy than disappearing up to the bedroom to be handed a fucking 42-page script after the wife gone, right, okay, the backstory is you're an out-of-work farmer, down in your luck, and you're approaching a neighbouring farm to offer yourself up as a stable boy, okay? And 1, 2, 3, action. I don't imagine there's anything less, you know?
What's my line? What's my line? Put it in your mouth.
Maybe that's how you bring back the old tailoring man. Bit of role play with a wife. You know? She's there in a kind of a grey trouser. Oh, aye. White shirt, braces, right? Brad just poking out, exposed, couple of buttons, hair messy, glasses, pen in the air. You need to get that tape measure round the neck. Right, no a fucking Jiner's tape measure that snaps back. The kind of cotton fabric one, round the neck, right? She asks you to remove your trousers. Maybe she gets you to stand on a small platform, right? Now, you might need to go and invest in your role playing. She's asking you what you're going for. She starts to take your measurements. She says, I'm going to measure the inside leg. You're nervous. Even though it's your wife, you're nervous because you're deep in the fantasy now. Brushes on the back of your hand against your bollocks. Next thing you know, it's fucking carnage. There's all sorts of measurements happening. I mean, that's how you bring it back. Maybe I'll need... this is getting me all hot and bald here. Maybe I'll need to approach this to the missus.
Listen, is there any chance we can sit down and play a fucking Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy kind of cosplay?
What is that fantasy go?
Right, I'm a Russian cosmonaut, right? And I'm coming in to get a suit fitted, and you are femme fatale American seamstress. And take it for there. 3, 2, 1, action.
Ah, we can all dream, man. We can all dream. But it's a dying art. The alteration game. It's a dying art. This is one of the things where in a couple of years' time, they need AI in, they need robots in. Because good luck trying to find a tailor. Good luck trying to find somebody to do alterations for you. Because even if I went to a place today, on a high street, decades ago, would have been bustling. Now, dead. And they've even got a sign in the window saying alterations available here. And I says to the guy, I'm looking to get a suit jacket altered. And he says, we don't offer that anymore. I says, well, take the fucking sign down then. And then he tried to send me to some woman's house, an old woman's house in a fucking council estate in Lark Hall. I said, I think not, sir. I think not. I can smell a trap when I see one. Yes, I've come in here. To your establishment, and you've looked at that man and went, God, he's got his own teeth now and a pair of Ray-Ban glasses on. He must have money if he's in this part of Lark Hall. Christ, I'm driving a BMW. My God, he must have at least £42 in the bank. I'll send him into the industrial estates seeking a seamstress, and what we'll do is we'll strip him for parts. Very good, sir.
But what do you do if you need something? I need this fucking suit jacket altered. What the fuck am I going to do? I'm going to just need to go door to door to old women.
Excuse me, Hinge, you know you're wearing a fucking sewing machine.
It's a dying art, man. It is a dying art.
there needs to be a push, right, for a nation and a generation of people who seem to be obsessed with vintage and retro, and, you know, have you got that in vinyl, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? You know, I would love to bring back the fucking Sony Walkman. I really miss a good cassette player, all that stuff, right? Pining for old fashion, old music, old film, because nothing to now has got any substance to it. Nothing of any quality is made anymore. Nothing is built to last. We need to start having a drive in schools, right? There needs to be kids who are forced into industry. Otherwise, industries are going to die. So rather than this, I want to be an influencer or start an OnlyFans. The schools need to fucking guide them away from that, right? That seems to be the only two industries that young people are interested in. Either acting like a fanny online or showing your fanny online. That seems to be the two growing industries within the UK. And we need to start pushing kids down the road of things that we are going to need, right? Because I think that anybody over the age of 35 can agree that the country is fucked and the current generation of young people are arseholes. Even if you're sitting there going, no, my Wayne Gibble, my Wayne's brilliant, they're an arsehole. Because eventually, if they hang around with enough arseholes, they'll become arseholes, right? So we need to flip things. We need to do a 180 and turn it in its head. Because gone are the days when you would look at the younger generation and you would go, oh, go forth, child, into the world and make it a great and fruitful place. Done. That's done. We need to be looking at this generation and we need to say, what will we need when we are in our 60s and 70s, and then force those cunts to learn how to do that now. That's what needs to happen. And the first thing on the list is a fucking seamstress. Learn how to alter stuff. If there's this big push on fast fashion and we can't have slaves in Pakistan anymore and we need to start paying more for our clothes, then find somebody in the high street that I can go and get a fucking suit jacket ordered in. Now, I know that I am using the argument of fast fashion. Try saying that fast 10 times. Fast fashion. I'm using the argument of fast fashion and slave labour across most of the developed countries. Is Pakistan developed? I don't know. And I'm turning that argument on its head and saying that I can't get a suit jacket altered. But there's some, you know, within the Venn diagram of life, there's some truth in there, right? There's slave labour, fast fashion, and then I'm in the middle angry because I can't get my suit jacket fixed. So, if you know anybody, get in touch. If your granny's good with a sewing machine, get in touch. If you've got a fucking Thai sweatshop, get in touch. Just get in touch. And the easiest way to do that is on Patreon.
That was smooth, Gibble. That was smooth.
But become a hero. Become a hashtag hero, because coming up, we've got hero questions. And this week is from great questions from great people who are all hashtag heroes. And from now on in the show, we're only going to be answering the questions that are from the heroes on the Patreon. You can ask questions on the Facebook. Of course you can. Search the hashtag show. You can ask questions on Instagram. Of course you can. Search podcast _ the hashtag show. You can ask me questions on Facebook at Scott Gibson Comedy, and you can ask me questions on Instagram at Big Scott Gibson. Of course you can ask me questions, but you will not get a fucking answer unless you ask them on the Patreon, which is patreon.com/ the hashtag show. That's Patreon, patreon.com/ the hashtag show. And if you go there and you become a hashtag hero, which I think the new is like $5, $5, you know, what are you going to get for $5? You're going to get to become a hashtag hero, or you're going to get sucky sucky bang time. Now that's it. That's your only two options you're getting for $5, okay? So go to patreon.com/ the hashtag show, become a hashtag hero, and enjoy every single episode in its entirety, from the past and from the future, and this one in the present. Because remember, this ends, this episode ends. And once the scum are done, once the scum are crying into their sister's pillow, once the scum have had to go to the bathroom and take off their wife's underwear, rinse them out and put them back on to then continue on with their day, once they have done that, once they have looked at themselves in the mirror and the tears that they have cried, because they know there is another 30 minutes of gold to listen to in every episode, and they look at that mirror and they see their mascaras all run and their lipstick smudged and the socks that they've put down their top to make them feel that they have breasts, so they know what it means to be a real woman. Once those scum council listeners are done, the heroes get to enjoy the rest of the show. And you too can become a hero. You too can stand up and say, Sandra, I don't want to wear your underwear anymore. And you can tell your wife, your partner, your girlfriend, I'm going to become a hashtag hero, and I'm going to go to patreon.com/the hashtag show, and I'm going to sign up and I'm going to enjoy the episodes. I think you should do it. You deserve it. You deserve it. But you've got to make that choice yourself. You could take a horse to water, but you can't make it swim. And I'm saying to you, if you're a scumbag, if you're a council listener, come on in. The water's lovely. Patreon.com/the hashtag show. Hope to see you soon. Thanks for listening, guys. That is the free section of the show, the council listener section of the show. If you want to become a hashtag hero, you can get this full episode in its entirety. You can also get access to the back catalogue, and you'll get every single episode from now on, without a break and completely uninterrupted. This episode has got another 50 minutes. That's right, 50. There is another 50 minutes of this episode available right now, where we are discussing all sorts. We're discussing more stuff about the pub crawl. We're discussing the Chinese restaurant versus the hipster restaurant. We are discussing the hero questions. Some great questions on there. We even talk about the first ever and only hashtag house party, as asked by the legend Stephen Harry Wilson. So we talk about the memory of that, and we go into some other questions as well from the heroes. So if you want to listen to that extra 50 minutes of the show, become a hashtag hero. It's the only way to do it, and you do that by going on to Patreon. You go to patreon.com/the hashtag show. That's patreon.com/the hashtag show. Do that, sign up for $5, and you can get every single episode of the show in its entirety. Please do like, subscribe. However you listen to your podcast, make sure you subscribe to the show. Go on to the YouTube channel and subscribe to the YouTube channel, because we need to get those numbers up over 1,000 subscribers so we can start to push the videos. But thank you for listening. Consider becoming a hero. Sign up today on Patreon. And until I speak to you all next week, stay safe. Take care of yourself. Love is our currency. I'll speak to you all soon. Onwards.
Hi, everybody. Thank you. Good night. Good night.
Good night.
This
is the hashtag show.co.uk.